Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening, though. I believe you're the first one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Dad.
It's all right, Malka. I hope it's fine. We're just waiting for someone else.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry I'm late. I just looked up and 20 minutes had gone by.
It does happen. I agree. Malka's on the phone with us, but she's muted because of her grandchildren.
Okay.
So do you still want to go forward or?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay. We are in section 12 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera. We're going to be starting with Pasuk 171 after our L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha beritu ishkinte bitkilu urchilu utkilu utkilu urchilu. Hayachta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. Be'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohim walena masaya denu kanenelena masaya denu kanenehu. Vei itema atelat malakin hawo. Hai yashav, hai maya, hai rucha elat kol chad bechad. Kalil bechavreya. Uginei fach, vayochelu, tegavna, dad veyehezu, et haelokim, vayochlu, vayishtu, akila vadait, akalu vayit zenu, min shakinta. O faka vayokelu garmu leitzimazna mehahu sitra de Abraham itzdevak beyav ginka la asharu mimadi heyu lon Abraham kalum. The translation. You might say, but there were three angels, one of fire, one of water, and one of air. Since Gabriel is made of fire, Michael is made of water, and Raphael is of air. Only Gabriel could have consumed the food with his fire. Michael and Raphael were not able to do so, as they are not made of fire. And he replies, each and every one of them includes the others in himself. So each one of them was made of fire, water, and air. And this is why it is written about all of them, and they did eat. The fire in each of them consumed the food. Similarly to this, and they saw Elohim, and did eat and drink. Meaning that they were indeed nourished from the splendor of the Shekhinah, which is considered as eating. Thus, in this passage as well, and they did eat, means that they nourished themselves through their eating, from the side to which Abraham was attached, namely the right side, which is Chasadim. And this is why they left nothing from what Abraham offered them, so that they could draw down as much Chasadim as possible. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the relationship between the angels, as well as it creates confusion, since in the spiritual levels, the right, left, and central energies do not mix. The fact that they were in the physical world is possibly clarifying this issue. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought because there were three of them. Or was it three? One, two, three. No, there was more than three. But they were so unified, even though they had each of them an individual task to do, they were there in unity. And that was why the food appeared to be eaten.
That's as good as an explanation as any. It's confusing.
But then I wondered, I wondered because of the Haftorah portion of Manok, I mentioned this to you yesterday, that the angel refused to eat Manok's bread.
Right.
And so then what would we think, which angel would it be that came to appear to him? I don't know, maybe it said it and I just didn't. You know, I haven't gone back to check to see if I missed something in reading it.
I believe it was Tet.
That it was who?
Mentet.
Okay.
I believe it refers to it as the angel of God, which we know as Mentet.
Okay. So it wouldn't have been the one of these. Okay.
If it was one of these, it would have been Mikhail. Many times, people confuse Memtet and Mikhail anyway. Should I go on, or do we want to discuss this more?
I think so. When you see all, you know, Rabbi Ashman gave us a lot of information there in between, so that really helped.
Okay. Verse 172.
Enoch had the consciousness that Abraham had either, you know. It was really, until he saw the angel ascend to into the heavens, he almost didn't believe it was an angel. So he thought he was going to die, you know, that kind of thing. So no, we didn't have the consciousness that Abraham had.
That is correct.
I think what it does, though, is when you read a portion like this, it makes you more aware of the next time you see something about an angel and how they're interacting with humankind to look a little bit harder. Just to see the characteristics that are there.
The reason that the angel didn't eat is that there are different levels of kashrut, and ultimately the angel doesn't want to eat within the physical world if he doesn't have to. Because consuming things from the physical world is a lowering of the energy level. Verse 172. Bar nash lemishte mehahu kasa tiraka begin deiske lehahiyo. Baracha dilela ohidun akalu mi ma deat ken lon Avraham begin Sitra, the Avraham, the Hamehahu, Sitra Nafek, Mizona Lakaho, Malake Ilae. The translation. On the same principle, one should drink from the cup of benediction, so that by his drinking he will merit the blessing of above. Hence the angels also ate from what Abraham had prepared for them, in order to be nourished from the side of Abraham, namely from the light of Chasadim, as the sustenance of all the angels above proceeds from that side. My commentary. Why is the information being duplicated? It stresses that the highest value is loving kindness of chesed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's more like they were reciprocating his gesture of kindness more than the eating here. The phrase cup of benediction, I don't think usually it's cup of blessing or
the cup of benediction.
It's what?
The Kiddush cup.
Okay. Usually
he's telling that the table should receive some wine from the Kiddush cup, and that's what they should drink. That's why sometimes you see it poured from the, after the blessing, it's poured from the Kiddush cup into other smaller cups.
Yeah, we do that here when we have guests, but
right.
I've always associated the word benediction with an ending of the meal. But that may be just my thinking.
Well, the cup of benediction is the ending cup, because what is the purpose of the Kiddush? It's to manifest the energy of the tefillah.
Okay.
In an Orthodox tradition, you would pray Arvit, and then you would do Kiddush. On Shabbat, in third meal, you do Kiddush, but you really don't, because you don't drink from it until after the evening prayer. And then you do the Kiddush as part of Havdalah. But it's another name for the Kiddush cup is the cup of benediction.
Okay.
And the idea of it being duplicated in this verse, one of the understandings from, I really haven't read, but I think it's true. The Zohar sometimes duplicates information one night after the other in verses. And to me, that's the same as the emphasis that comes from using words in Hebrew that you duplicate as a way of embellishing or strengthening the understanding of what this word means. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And the verse before was more, I think, an emphasis on food. And, you know, even the Torah talks about the calf, going to prepare the calf. Although they do say,
right.
I think, meal. So it's bringing out the drink in this one, in this verse.
Agreed. Verse 173. Vayashkifu itaruta derachame l'shezava lelot k'tiv haka vayashkifu uktiv atam Ashkifa miman on kadshecha male halam lirachame ofaka lirachame. The translation. The verse, and look toward, alludes to the awakening of the quality of mercy to save Lot. We learn this by comparing verses. It is written here, and looked toward. And it is written elsewhere, look forth from your holy habitation. Because the looking there alludes to mercy. There it does so here as well. My commentary. The energy of looking is wisdom, chachma. Yet in the physical world, the closest to chachma is chesed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, I think I got distracted with toward because when I did that research on the high priest on Yom Kippur and sprinkling the blood inside the Holy of Holies, and the Torah translate, all the translations are on, and everything I found in Jewish literature, it's not on. It's the word all, ayin lamed, but it was toward. And so ayin lamed could be on, it could be up, it could be toward, it but yet that translation in the Torah is on, and to me that's an error in translation. And so that word toward had my attention, which it probably doesn't have anything to do with verse, but I was thinking about that today, so.
We're getting close to Shlach Lecha, where the issue is the Torahs and Turing. So it's quite understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And the same word can be both Torahs or spies, so you have to understand the difference.
Okay.
We Abraham Holech Imam Lashal Ham Lameh Bad Lon Levaya Hamaribi Esa Ite Ma de Abraham Yadad Malakin An Inun Amaya Ved Lon Levaya Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar Afal Gal De Hawa Yada Amar De Hawa Regat Lagil Mebad Im Bene Nasha Avad Baho Ve Alve Lon Begin De Kach Atz Terich Leya lebar nash lemebad levaya. Yushpizin behakola behaitalia. The translation. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. That is, he escorted them. Rabbi Yessa said, if Abraham knew that they were angels, why did he have to escort them? Rabbi Elazar responded, even though he knew they were angels, he did for them what he was accustomed to do for people. Thus he escorted them because it behooves one to escort his guests, since everything depends on this. In other words, the precept of inviting guests depends on escorting them. which is the final act, and it is not considered a precept until after the person concludes it. My commentary. There are two spiritual principles being expressed here. One is a mitzvah is not complete until the fat lady leaves the building. The other is that there is a mitzvah to invite and escort guests, and this is one mitzvah. In many lists of mitzvot, these are listed as two different mitzvot. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, there are those that also want to leave by the same door that they came in. And
actually,
express that.
The instruction is to leave from the door opposite the way you came in.
Oh, really?
But,
okay.
If you come in the south door of Jerusalem, you're supposed to leave the temple through the north gate.
Right, I remember that, but I didn't connect it to the home. Because I've always just, you know, all of our guests, most of the time, they come through the garage because they park in the driveway and my door is open. And, of course, my front door, we keep our doors locked, but I have glass on both the garage, the door coming into the kitchen from the garage. So I can see the people, and I don't know, but that's usually the door people come in. I think that was the way it was in all my houses. It was just maybe it's just a pattern around here that's what people do.
There are patterns like that in other cities as well. But The issue is you go in one door, you should leave through another.
Well, I would suspect it's the same thing we do with right column, left column. You know, you put your shoes on,
right.
You put your right one on, you put your left one on next. When you take them off at night, you take your left one off first and then your right. I find I do have a tendency to do everything like that. You know, hearing aids, comb your hair, you comb on the right side, then you comb the left. After a while, it just gets to be a pattern, unconscious pattern. Even saying the blessings before any food that we eat.
Let's, we're running out of time, and there's only the one more verse, so let's finish the section. Verse 175. Ani me Avraham, Asher ani Yoseh, V'Hashem hu Beit Dineya. Begin de Kucha Berichu Hawa Azel Imom. The translation. As he was escorting them, the Holy One, blessed be he, appeared to him. As it is written, and Hashem said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? The phrase, and Hashem applies to him in his heavenly court, which is the nukva, as the Holy One, blessed be he, accompanied them. My commentary. The leading vav refers to Yesod, which is connected to Malchut, and that is the reason for this pasuk. And I didn't realize it was two verses, but Baruch Hashem. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No. But I'm glad that he didn't just stop with Abraham. That he continues to tell somebody something within the Jewish community when something's about to happen.
So let's go and finish with verse 176. I'm just going to do the English because of lack of time. Come and see. When a person escorts his friend, he draws the Shekhinah to join him and them, and walks along with him to protect him. This is the reason why a person should escort his guest. He joins him with the Shekhinah and draws the Shekhinah to join him. My commentary, as a student of Kabbalah, do you know why the escort draws the Shekhinah? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I like to think that my house is a house of holiness, and so I would want the Shekhinah to accompany. When I can't get up and walk with them, and if it's just one person, I am, but if the room is full, like if we have a ladies' meeting, I always, if someone has to leave early and I can't get up myself, I always say, you know, escort that person to the door. Actually, I usually go to the edge of the garage, but it's getting harder for me to do that, so...
The recommendation is to go three steps, right, left, right.
No.
So it's just a little additional effort, and I'm not saying you need to do it when it's painful to walk and so forth, but it's just good to know what the procedure is.
Well, and if I have extra challah, I like to walk out the door because my extra freezer is outside where I keep the challah, and it gives me
right.
an opportunity, so to give them a challah before they leave.
And, and the important mask is to escort them from your house because it prevents the demon that the mezuzah is protecting the house against from attaching itself to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is the reason behind it. One of the reasons.
Oh. Okay.
You all have a good evening. And,
okay, thank you.
We have the Tikkuni Zohar class, assuming I'm still awake, which I will strive to be.
Me too.
You all have a good
okay. Bye, Malka.
Bye.
Enjoy those children.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.